The Good and the Bad of the Sequester.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day, and we will start with the numbers. Stocks are lower at the open this morning. The Dow down 75 points, or about 0.5% at 13,973. The NASDAQ down 0.8%, and the S&P 500 down 0.6%. Markets in Europe down even more than that, down more than 1% right now in Frankfurt after the EU reported that the Eurozone unemployment rate surged to a new high of 11.9% in January. Greece and Spain are the worst. They're both above 26%. The lowest rate in the Euro is Austria at 4.9%. But of course, the big economic news here in this country this morning is the sequester. We have reached the day that those billions of dollars in budget cuts go into effect. And joining us now to discuss is Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. He's with us live as he is every Friday. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Chris, I want to do sort of a good and the bad with you here. Let's start with the bad. There have been a lot of warnings about what this sequester means across the economy. Lay out the sort of doomsday scenario as you see it.
Well, look, the ugly truth is that we're cutting spending pretty deeply on a fairly narrow part of the budget. And what that means is that there are some programs that are really going to feel the pinch. The biggest hit is going to be defense spending.
Right.
And that's partly because defense spending was cut a ton last year. But there's also block grants to the states. These are used primarily for programs that help low-income people. And, you know, we all know what's happened to state finances in the last 5 years. It's going to be really tough to keep those programs going at the same speed they were.
And does that kind of thing have an economic impact? I mean, will we feel that? Will we see that in the numbers?
Well, it does, but the economic impact is going to be pretty small. The spending cut is $85 billion. That's about 2% of the budget. But the way it works out, the government has a lot of long-term contracts, so it's going to come in gradually over a period of months. And in fact, between now and the end of the fiscal year in September, the actual spending cuts are only about $42 billion.
All right. Well, lay out the bright side now for us, if there is one here. Is there a bright side to cutting spending like this? At least you're bringing the deficit down in the short term, right?
Oh, no, that's right. And actually, that's absolutely necessary. Even the most powerful country in the world can only borrow so much money before interest rates go up, and that would hurt everybody. Our deficit right now is about 8% of GDP. That is absolutely not sustainable. The only way to tackle that is tax increases and spending cuts. We've already increased taxes by $300 billion. Now we're cutting spending by about a third of that. And, you know, in that sense, it's a rational thing to do.
Although there have been larger spending cuts over the last few years, right?
Well, that's right. And this is one of the real problems with the way this is being implemented. You know, when you look at spending by the federal government, there really hasn't been any increase in discretionary spending. And that means a lot of the things that we care about, because it's investment in the future or taking care of the poor, the money there isn't going up. What is growing in the budget is entitlement spending. But I'm afraid, you know, our government just is not functional enough to tackle that part of the budget yet.
Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial, thank you so much.
Thank you.